music's loud because it's awesome.
So something came up that in the news that I only know about because of you.
What is
it? I remember we talked about it many, many years ago. It's that weird fucking Cressley dude.
The gay dad.
Yeah. We remember you telling me there's this show and the dad's super gay, but he claims to be straight. Well, did you see all the shit that happened with them over the last couple days?
No, I haven't seen. I have literally been at work and then come home, eat, iron my clothes for tomorrow, eat, and go to bed. That's all I've done this entire week. And I just walked in the door tonight.
So he and his wife have been arrested on 12 counts of tax evasion and faking financial documents to obtain millions of dollars in loans.
Holy shit. So that goes down.
And you're like, they're creepy and weird, and that's weird and whatever. But then today his daughter comes out and says that he was trying to threaten her with a sex tape that she allegedly made with some good – I guess she was a – on The Bachelor or knows this Bachelor contestant. And he was saying, if you testify against me, I'll release this tape. And he was basically blackmailing his own daughter so that she wouldn't give evidence against him in this forgery or corruption, weird loan tax evasion thing.
Wow.
And I just read when you dialed me up, I was reading the article about all the shit. It says, her name is Lindsay. Lindsay Cressley, 29, told police that her father, Todd, and stepbrother, Chase, were trying to extort her with a sex tape.
Wow. That is fucked up. Like now, you would think if you were normal family. If you were normal family and you did something like, I wouldn't testify against my mom or dad in some shit. If they did something, I'd be like, fuck you. I'm not helping you.
Right. They're estranged, apparently, and... But that family, as I, you know, like I said, I only knew about him from you, and I didn't even remember until I saw this thing, and I was like, "Oh, that's the thing."
That's the gay dad
was talking about.
Oh yeah. God!
And then as I look, like his sons are creepy. Like they're a whole creepy family.
Well, they live too. The time I watched that show before I turned it off was they live in like a mansion, but in Atlanta you can have a mansion for a lot less. But they live a pretty upscale lifestyle. And I was like, what the fuck does this gay guy do? There's no way this reality show pays this much to live like that.
Yeah. Apparently they're up on federal tax evasion charges and bank fraud
Wow. He's in trouble.
Yeah. And they said, I saw somebody, and I don't know how true this is, some expert on some entertainment show say that the shit was like done half-assed, that it wasn't even a good, like, job at trying to pull this fraud off, like that they are gonna go down hard.
They're gonna love him in prison.
Yeah. Or he'll love prison.
Yeah.
But I just thought that whole, like, the whole thing was weird from the beginning, the family, but now it's like the plot thickens.
Yeah. And now it's a good reality show.
The family. Yeah. Now it's finally got good.
Wow, that is fucking weird.
Yeah, and we now seeing all these clips of this guy on TV and stuff, I'm like, God, that...
He's gay, what, right? You know, that's the gayest man you've ever seen.
Yes.
Oh, man. I have a rant. Here's my rant. What do you got? I spent 3 days in Las Vegas.
Oh, right, you were working. I saw you sitting by the pool at some point.
Yeah, just...
lounging in a suit.
In a suit, waiting to work.
Yes.
Las Vegas has turned into the biggest shithole I've ever seen in my fucking life. And it was disgusting.
In what way?
It is. Okay. The homeless problem here, I chalk up half of it to mental illness. I think a lot
and
of
drugs.
The homeless people you see here walking around or standing on the corner talking to themselves.
Right.
Most of those people are crazy. You're right. Drugs always are a part of it. In Las Vegas, from what I saw, and I saw a lot because I was all around the bad neighborhood constantly for 3 days, it's all drugs. It's tweaker, crackhead, fucking nut jobs everywhere.
Doesn't that kind of make sense for Vegas? Because Vegas is the kind of place you go think you're going to make quick money and you end up just stuck there. And all these drug addicts now who thought they were going to be whatever are just stuck in Vegas. I mean,
Dude,
they can't even really go
but
anywhere.
here's what's weird. There's some of it on the strip, but they do a really good job of protecting the strip. And props to the police. Where I was, there were police everywhere. Every couple of minutes, it seemed like a cop car drove by. They were constantly busting people. It was a
They got
nonstop,
money.
but there's not enough. There's not enough. There's too many. It's almost like The Walking Dead. It's fucking, there's zombies. There's zombies everywhere, and the police can't fight the horde of zombies.
Right.
And like, I saw it, and fuck, and sure as shit, they put me in this hotel, and I knew I was staying at a shithole hotel going in. I knew that. But I knew that the guy that had my job before me had picked it. And the reason they told me, the reason he picked this is it's super convenient, and I have that car. Remember, I have to drive that fucking car that is
Right.
it's as long at least of a really big motorhome. It's a super
Right.
stretch limo.
So
It's
was
fucking
this like a
huge.
motel where you could park
Yeah,
and
it was a La Quinta, and it had huge parking. And in the back, there were semis parked, there were buses parked, and
okay.
so and it was 5 minutes from everything I needed to be to where my boss was, to where the convention center was. It was really close to everything that I needed to
Okay.
get to. And apparently the dude that had the job before, they kept him in the hotel with the boss.